Amelia is back, and she is really changing and developing. It's so good to have her back. It's My Unconventional Life. Wonderful. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? Nice trip away this week, in no small part because it was only a few days, and I also employed my plan of early to bed, early to rise, going out in the morning instead of the evening to look around the city. Toronto is a very cool city, actually. I took the ferry across to Toronto Island one morning, and it made me think about taking Amelia back there one day when she's old enough. The change of pace in going to bed early and getting up early has made me feel far more like my old self in my own skin. I think I hadn't really felt that way in a while. There were moments I felt great presence and joy, a sense of peace from being myself. I don't really believe in manifestation. Fact, strictly speaking, theoretically, I am a determinist. I don't believe in free will. I believe that every event in the history and the future of the universe is predetermined, even if in actuality I experience it otherwise. And as such, I feel that when I am truly myself, when I don't succumb to a lot of societal expectations, and when I surrender to the process and stop desperately craving things, positive things come into my life. Viktor Frankl, I think, wrote about it in Man's Search for Meaning. The more desperately you desire something, the harder it seems to be able to achieve. Yeah, this is what he wrote. Success, like happiness, cannot be pursued. It must ensue as the unintended side effect of a cause greater than oneself. You have to let it happen by not caring about it. I mean, when I think about being a parenting partner, it was only when I washed my hands of it and accepted that I was just going to be myself, and if I wasn't destined to have children, then I wouldn't, that Erie came into my life, and hence Amelia. And so it occurred to me this week, walking around the city, that trying to meet people less is actually the way forward. And as a result, I do feel I'm a step closer to that now, like Sherlock Holmes. I also got to the part of Mark Manson's book this week where he talks about the apathy that guys sometimes have when it comes to trying to meet girls. He says that, in some part, it's watching porn and masturbating frequently that kills that drive oftentimes, so suggests cutting off porn entirely and only masturbating once a week. It's a different track to what I talked about here before, but I think, certainly energetically, it's actually healthier. And not far from who I am really either. It's a short-term serotonin bump, like social media, so I feel far more whole without it, at least so often. The ultimate goal here isn't to have sex with girls. It's just to be myself again. To be comfortable in my skin and who I am and my level of interaction with girls. And sometimes, oftentimes, just being able to chat to a beautiful, smart, funny girl that you just met for a few hours on a flight is enough. Having Amelia back is wonderful. She's really developing a personality now. I took her out on her own for a few hours so Eri could nap as she had jet lag. And it truly is love in the purest sense with Amelia. On our last Skype session, before she came back from Japan, she saw her foot for the first time. She stared at it like it was a toy or an animal that she'd never seen before. And there's such joy in observing those sort of life discoveries. My heart wells up with the experience. She's way more focused now. She locks eyes with you and giggles and shrieks with joy, and it's just wonderful. It's all good. I definitely feel back on an upswing in life. I'm living in my weirdness again, my true nature. And it polarizes people, but like Mark Manson says, that's a good thing. Find a peace in that. I'm socially awkward in some supposedly social situations. And sometimes when I see a couple in love, I viscerally recoil, thinking about how it will most likely turn out. Even if I admit to sometimes feeling the first stages of that limerence on occasion myself. But again, it's all good. It's all been written. Just read the book. And I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone. And everyone, a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are, and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello.